China.
Yeah. China?
Yeah. If you had an egg made out of that, you'd have a point.
I don't know.
Okay. You'd have a regular China egg?
China egg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. A couple of other things you may have. By the way, if you got a hen that won't lay, what do you usually do to try to make it lay?
You don't.
You don't?
No.
Did you ever, say, try to put an egg in the nest, anything like that?
Well, they used to have what they call the nest egg.
Mm-hmm.
Get an artificial egg, mm-hmm. lay it up in there.
What were those things you made out of?
Plastic, I reckon.
Plastic. Okay, now what did you used to carry water in?
Bucket.
What were those usually made out of?
Tin. Tin bucket.
Anything else it might be made out of?
We have had some wooden buckets.
Mm-hmm.
Made out of cedar wood.
Yeah, I bet they smell good.
Yes, sir.
Couldn't beat them, huh? Well, what did you used to take milk in?
Mostly in buckets, milk bucket.
Did you ever use the term pail?
Pail, yeah.
Was that mean the same thing?
Same thing.
No difference in bucket?
No.
Pail? Okay, let's see. What kind of container did you use to carry scraps and so forth to the hogs and pigs?
Well, you mostly used a basket.
Mm-hmm. Basket. Did you have a name for that?
Well, no, nothing, just a basket, feed basket, we called them.
Anybody ever call them a slop bucket?
Well, we had the slop bucket.
That's different from the feed
yeah,
basket, though.
Right.
What'd you usually carry in the slop bucket?
Well, just stuff out of the storeroom, stuff that was left over from supper, something like that.
Yeah. I asked you a few questions about some of the kind of utensils that you have around here. What do you usually fry eggs in, that thing?
Frying pan.
Any other names for that? If people call it the skillet?
Well, the difference in the skillet and the frying pan.
And what's the difference in those two?
Well, the skillet that I always was used to, it was about finger deep, had three legs on it, and a handle
mm-hmm.
with a lid on it.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks call it a spider.
Oh, a spider. So they're not the same thing as a frying pan, are they?
Well, they're different.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you ever have sometimes out in the yard, maybe a big black thing that you would use for heating up water to boil your clothes or boil potatoes, big
wash pot?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any name for that besides wash pot?
Never heard of one.
What if it was something you might have cooked on inside, big black thing like that?
Well, we did. Cook out a lard out in it in the fall of the year when we'd kill hogs.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a special name for the thing where you put the hogs in it?
No.
Anybody ever call that a kettle?
Kettle? We had a kettle that sat on the stove and had a kettle to cook syrup on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a syrup kettle.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. Now, the thing that you like that green thing up there that you put flowers in, you call that a what? See it? That thing like you put flowers in up there?
Vase?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now say that you wanted some flowers though that you didn't want to cut, that you were going to grow, and you put those in what? Just a regular old
pot, now. Flower pot.
Mm-hmm. And the things you usually eat supper with, the utensils you got, your, what's that?
Your spoon,
mm-hmm.
fork, knife.
Yeah, and let's see. After you get through eating what you have to do with the dishes, then you have to
wash them, clean them up.
Yeah, and after you get the soap on the dishes, you have to put them in clear water and do
rinse them.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the cloth that you use in washing dirty dishes? You call that
dish rag.
Mm-hmm. And what about that?